Dublin's 98 FM and Champion Green coming together for the biggest support local movement in a generation.
As you know, we here at 98 FM have been pushing the Champion Green campaign, which is encouraging you and me and everybody else to shop local, to buy local, to support your local stores, all with the idea of trying to get this country back up and running again. And we've been focusing on different types of companies, different types of businesses and tours and stuff like that that we can do in order to support local businesses. Now, one such local business is one of the finest educational establishments in the country. I'm talking about the Institute of Education on Leeson Street, and I'm joined on the line by the school principal, Yvonne O'Toole. Good morning, Yvonne.
Morning, Adrian.
Back in March, as we recall, the Taoiseach speech from Washington, where he announced that all schools will be immediately closed down, that had a major impact, obviously, on the Institute of Education.
Yes, that is a day that I will not forget. But we had been planning for that day for many weeks beforehand. And on that particular day, I met with the teachers to explain what the Taoiseach had announced. And we had a contingency plan created. Notes were distributed, videos were created and uploaded, and all the students had a scheme of work. They had actually cleared their lockers, so we were ready for it. Within a few days, then we began to live stream all of our classes, and that's 1,200 classes a week were delivered on time every day. And our full support team were also available to the students. Extracurricular activities continued. Our sports director, Brian Gregan, did fitness classes online. The guidance team worked with the parents and the students because, of course, students were very, very anxious. Of course, our part-time classes continued as well online. We had Easter courses. They were very successful. And we delivered all classes online for Easter and posted all notes throughout the country to our students.
Wow, you were well organised.
Yes. Mm. It was planning for a month in advance, to be honest, Adrian.
And what about Leaving Cert students? Because we know the anxiety that was caused over the Leaving Cert, whether it would go ahead, whether it wouldn't go ahead, predicted grades and all of that. That must have been a particularly stressful time for those students.
Yes, it was. But we have a big team here. So in the Institute, we have academic mentors. They were available to the students. We have a big resource team and guidance team. And of course, we have year heads. And so basically, it's about communication. So the staff communicated. I issued a daily bulletin to staff and to parents. So therefore, I think if you keep people in the loop, then there's not a problem. If you communicate with them, if they know what you're doing, how you're planning, and that's what we're doing right now, it's not a problem. And we've been planning since March for September. And again, communicating that to our parents. And even yesterday, I had three meetings yesterday with parents who actually came into the school following the social distance guidelines. And I met with them to explain how we're planning for September. So it's all around communicating, planning, preparing. And I suppose when you have an exceptional, dedicated team on hand, well, then it's not too difficult to do what we do here in the Institute.
Okay, now, obviously, everything that the government is doing and the Taoiseach himself has said, our main focus now is getting schools reopened in September because they've been closed since March. Our children's education is obviously vitally important. How will you be doing things come September, and in what way will it be different to post-COVID?
Okay, so first of all, I'd say we'll follow all guidelines, and we are waiting for the minister to come out at the end of the month with the exact guidelines as to how the reopening will happen. We're obviously following the HSE guidelines as well at the moment, but our planning is in the late stages. We've actually completed our timetable for next year, and our staff are delighted to be back in the school again, but we're very busy planning. IT investment is high on our list. We're investing in infrastructure here so that we will be able to deliver all of our classes live to our students on site and virtually if necessary. So we have 39 teaching spaces, and we have increased the number of teaching spaces, and we've also increased the number of teaching staff, again, so that we can reduce the numbers in our classes. But all of our students will get all of their classes every single day, and it may be virtually or it may be in the school.
Okay, so
again,
you do...
that will depend on what is announced by the department.
Okay, so you do see a situation of blended learning, if you like, some from at home and some in class.
while we would love to have all of our students back in school, we will follow the guidelines, and we will be prepared. If it is a blended learning solution, we will be prepared to have some students at home and others in school, and we can teach them both, because we have lecture capture equipment in every class that we can live stream and record every class, which will allow students to go back on those recordings. I think that will be an enormous advantage to students as the year progresses. So we can give certainty to all of our students that we will deliver every class, and we will also have online grinds throughout the country for all students with notes posted home throughout the year. Again, if students feel in another school throughout the country they need extra support, we will be able to provide that support over 29 weeks of grinds from September.
Okay, so for students who feel that they missed out during the lockdown period and maybe they're looking toward their Leaving Cert next year, the Institute can offer support.
Absolutely. So we will have grinds available throughout the country in all 26 subjects, and we can provide those grinds throughout the country with notes being delivered on a monthly basis and classes taught live with interaction with the teacher. I think that's very, very important, that interaction with the teacher, and those grinds will be available all over Ireland with the notes posted. Again, our exceptional teachers, and they've been undergoing training throughout the summer. Remember, we deliver 1,200 classes. We're experienced at this, and our teachers, there's no doubt, 22 teachers are textbook authors. Our teachers are absolutely the best in the country. And our results, we are the biggest feeder into all of the universities. Our results are second to none, 50 years of excellence, and that's what we stand by.
And finally, we've seen over the last couple of months how the education sector has been so heavily hit by the shutdown of schools and so on. Do you think that this will change the way we teach our children going forward?
I think, yes, it has changed the landscape forever, and our teachers have changed and adapted. This is about flexibility. It's about suiting a new, there's a new normal out there, and our teachers have adapted and we have trained them and we're continuing to change. We believe in the Institute that we benchmark against the best in the world, and that's why we always change and we continue again to communicate that change. And our parents, again, we're not like other schools closed throughout the summer. Our team have been working non-stop throughout the summer to prepare for this change, but there is a new normal out there and we're ready for it.
All right, well, I wish you the very best of luck as September is just around the corner, and we look forward to seeing all of our schools, including the Institute of Education, reopen for business with students in class. Yvonne O'Toole, Principal of the Institute of Education, thank you very much indeed for talking to us.
Thank you, Adrian.
Dublin's 98 FM and Champion Green, coming together for the biggest support local movement in a generation.